True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Shout out to Jim, the winner of the $50 Booth Creek Wagyu gift card.
Jim's a G.
I said Jim's a G.
I congratulated him for winning, and he was like, aren't I supposed to say you're cute or something? I was like, yeah, man, you're right.
You got your number?
Of course. I got his.
Is he sitting outside your house?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, no doubt. Anybody share any food ideas on the text line when it came to what they're cooking for the game on Friday?
Let's see.
So I think I'm going to do ribs and wings. Why not?
Yeah, I was thinking about wings as well.
You want me to send you my recipe?
Yes, please.
Okay.
No, seriously, I would love that.
It's really easy.
Yeah, we've got opinions on Caribbean rice and beans, fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was that lamb and chicken on a stick restaurant? Got a question
Sahara.
About that.
Sahara.
Okay.
Mediterranean food.
Got a Fogo de Chao opinion. I am with Dusty. I'm out on marshmallows. My wife and my kids eat those.
Oh, yeah.
Try s'more with Reese's.
Reese's or Reese's? Because a lot of people say you put the Reese's peanut butter cup, gotcha. You put the marshmallow, then you put the graham.
Yeah, that's the key. You use the Reese's peanut butter cup. It's all contained.
Yeah.
Oh, the Oreo Reese's. Oh, damn, two numbers.
Uh-huh.
Reese's Oreo was disappointing. The Oreo Reese's are terrible. Don't waste your time.
Ah, well.
Damn.
Well, I'm still going to waste my time if I see them. You know.
Yeah, that's like your opinion, man. I'm still going to hit that up.
But probably not going to taste like we think it is.
It's a peanut butter cookie.
Yeah.
And then two other textures. Casey's, where you find those. There you go.
Okay.
Oreo Reese's at Casey's.
Next time I go load up on some Velo, I'll get some Oreo. Oreo and Velo at the same time. Okay, so football season is fully started here tonight. We have Philadelphia, Dallas tomorrow night. We have Chiefs and the Chadges. Don't forget, the Chiefs Radio Network kicks off here on 96.5 The Fan at 4 p.m.
If they make it to the game.
Well, they're there.
They're in
2 hours
drive.
Yeah. But no, so a real long day for Carrington on Friday, 2 to 4. But this year, we get to kind of have our bold takes, I guess you could say. Teams that were in the playoffs or playoff teams who made it last year that don't make it this year. Bob, why don't you kick things off like we do today with football in the NFL?
Yeah, I'm going to start. I think it's the Chargers are the first team that comes to mind. I'm not in on the Chargers. And I'd like to say Houston, but I don't know that there's anybody else in the South that can really contend for a postseason berth right now. Like, I don't think anybody's buying the Colts at this point. Jacksonville's a complete and total unknown. Houston is what they are. And I don't know what to expect from Cam Ward playing quarterback in Tennessee. So I'd like to say Houston gets upset, but I don't think they will get upset. Again, they made the divisional round of the playoffs. So I think they're pretty solid, you know, as a football team. And so I know, again, like I said yesterday, it's kind of boring. It's kind of chalky for all of this stuff. But until I see some of these teams and some of these games, it's hard to say that's going to be the worst of first team for me. Maybe it's San Francisco in that type of, you know, position as well.
Mac, you have a team that didn't make it last year, that made it last year, that does not make it this year in the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm kind of with Bob on this. My team would be the Chargers. I just don't think they've got the roster. I think they took a step down, and I think there are other teams that took a step up. I think they're out.
The same reason you guys are taking the Chargers out, I would assume. Now, I know Joel Alt's going to go from right to left tackle. Probably not going to be that big of a misstep, but injuries.
Injuries and blindness.
Rookie running back. We'll see how that works out with Amari and Hampton. We think he's going to be
a lot of reliance on a rookie running back, I feel like.
Right. And then you have Najee Harris, obviously, with his mishaps. You have Ladd McConkey. You brought Keenan Allen in. The dude from TCU that you drafted 2 years ago.
Quentin Johnston.
Has he caught a pass yet?
Finally, last year, he did something of note. Mike Williams retired in the offseason. Mm-hmm. A lot of people forget about that. But where I'm going to take this is with Houston.
Okay.
Similar issues. No Tank Dell this year. You patch that up with Christian Kirk and Stephon Diggs. I don't know if Stephon Diggs is still worried about BB, or he's not there anymore. He's in New England.
Yeah.
You got rid of Stephon Diggs. He's now with BBL Stinky. You've got
BBL Stinky.
There it is, in your head for the rest of the day, folks. And
you're welcome.
They got rid of their left tackle. Laremy Tunsil's playing with Washington. That's a big miss, dude. Like, that's your trust safe blanket. Now, maybe the guy they have in there now will take over in that role and be just fine, but Laremy Tunsil's a pretty solid left tackle. He's now protecting Daniels. CJ Stroud, year three. What's up, bro? Last year, not the best year of your career. Again, injuries. Nico Collins is a wide receiver number one. I'm not taking that away from him. But Damian Pierce, you have a mixed bag of who's going to be your running back one in that offense. We'll see if they can contain. I still think Tennessee is a surprise team, but I could see Houston missing the playoffs as almost like a patch year. But again, don't waste the prime years of CJ Stroud. This is year three of Stroud. This is kind of a mixed emotional year for Houston, but if I'm going to take a leap of faith and say a team that doesn't make it, I'm going to say Houston.
Why are we down on CJ Stroud, you know, when he's had two really good years as a quarterback in this league? Like, this should be year three. Everybody should be like, there should be a hype train for this guy, and there just isn't.
There's more hype for, and maybe I'm wrong here, there's more hype for Trevor Lawrence this year than there is CJ Stroud.
I don't know that there's much hype for him, though, either. I think there's more hype for, obviously, Daniels in Washington. No question about that, right? I think there's obviously hype for the usual suspects right now. But I just don't feel the hype for C.J. Stroud. And this is a guy who each year that he's been the starting quarterback has gone further in the playoffs, you know? Just like everybody else, you run into Patrick Mahomes and eventually it all ends for you. But I don't know. I feel like C.J. Stroud is kind of flying under the radar for a guy that's been a really, really good quarterback. And we want to anoint others that haven't had the success that he's had yet.
I think this is just that year where, like, you have to now establish. Year one, rookie, you exceeded expectations. Year two, you survived your sophomore season. Year three, this is the big one. This is like, okay, can you put those 2 years together and make the best of those two and now establish yourself? Because we don't put CJ Stroud in the top five in quarterbacks in the NFL, do we?
No.
We don't put him in the top seven, do we?
Nope.
So if you want to have a big year with pressure on your back, which is not necessarily a bad thing, put yourself in that category. Yep.
And will Houston ever have pressure, though? I mean, it seems like one of those teams that is never going to be a team that everybody looks at and talks about and picks and has that pressure on them. I kind of feel like they fly under the radar. They've done a pretty good job over the last 2 years.
Who's a surprise team in a good way and who's a surprise team in a bad way in the NFL?
Good way for me is going to be the Giants.
Okay.
That's the team, I think, in a good way. And in a bad way, the Eagles.
All righty. We're going in on it. Nick Sirianni can't do it. He doesn't have the gumption.
Idiot, you don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not a believer in that guy right now.
I get you.
I'm not. I just feel like once you win the Super Bowl, man, you got to grow up. You got to be an adult. You got to know everybody's coming after you. I don't know that he's the right guy to lead a defending Super Bowl championship team. I just don't feel that way. And I don't think the Giants are going to be a playoff team or anything like that, but they're going to be better. They're not going to be a team that gets beat 35-0 every week.
Who do they play week one?
Washington.
Yeah, I think, yep.
Yep. Divisional game right out of the chute. And then they got Dallas in week two. Like, their schedule is hard. There's no question. But it's the NFL, man. Like, a hard schedule today is not going to be the same way we view the schedule in a month.
A million percent. I'll say good way the Panthers. I'm excited about this offense. Bryce Young showed us what he could be the last eight games of the season. Next year with Dave Canales, they've got this stud rookie wide receiver coming in, Tet McMillan. We saw Xavier Leggett last year do what he can do. Yeah, man. Chuba Hubbard's a solid running back, just kind of underrated every year.
Sleeped on.
Yeah, sleeped on, especially in fantasy. The defense will be rough. That was what will keep them from contending in this division. But this will be a fun, good team that could win 8 or 9 games. Give me the Panthers. In the bad way, Commanders, hate to say it, I'm just off on this team. I think they're going to have a big regression year. This is another 8 or 9 win season.
I'm not in love with anybody in the East. The more I think about it and the more I just look at these teams, I'm not in love with anybody right now in the NFC East.
Good way for me is the Titans. Look, Cam Ward got drafted number one overall. I'll never forget that night at the landing in Liberty. Bob and I are shoulder to shoulder watching the TV because the place was packed. And Travis Hunter gets announced. We both look at each other and go, does everybody know that Cam Ward got drafted? Like, he's going to go to the stage, right?
I didn't even know that they let Cam Ward hug the commissioner.
And so, good way the Titans. I think they'll have a better season than most. Again, they're my sleeper pick this year to win the South because why not make a bold take in the beginning of the NFL season?
Well,
I'm wrong, so what? If I'm right, great.
Then there's nobody in the South to sit there and say that's a bad take for, because I think it's an open division as much as any division. So I don't think that's a bad take at all. I think it's a wide open division.
In a bad way of a surprise, I'm looking at the Rams. I'm still nervous about Matthew Stafford and the back issue. I know that everyone said he's good to go, but look, football coaches are really good politicians. We're ready. Matt's ready. We're all good to go. Everything's ready. And then it's like you go out there and you're like, that man's not right. Plus, I always worry about Devontae Adams getting older, right? Devontae Adams getting older, you take him out of the mix. Puka Nacua, who I think could be a potential offensive player of the year if Matthew Stafford stays healthy, but they could miss the playoffs. They could have a down year. It could be a total rebuild in the Rams system. Kyron Williams has got to take the bulk load of the handoffs. I think he's a good running back. I think he's a stud running back. But again, it all revolves around Stafford and that back. There's a lot of smoke. I hope there's not a lot of fire because I do like Matthew Stafford, but that's a surprise.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Price team in a bad way that could end up being the Los Angeles Rams.
Yeah, the Stafford back thing does concern me.
Sucks.
The back injury never goes away. It just doesn't.
He's 38, too.
And he's 38. So he's 38 with a bad back. That's tough.
Yeah. And he hasn't even swung an axe.
That's true. He'd have a blown sciatic.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.